So we are currently living through the most significant shift in work since the Industrial Revolution. Things are moving so fast. We are told that AI is going to solve everything. You have productivity gaps, there's overflowing inboxes, so many AI agents, MCP tools. But there's a massive paradox sitting right in the middle of our Zoom calls and Slack channels. The irony is that we have never been more digitally connected, yet we have also never felt more disconnected from the people behind the screens. If you want to look at reports, there's the Mercer's HR Tech Confidence Check, which says that fewer than 5% of the teams believe that they have maximized the impact of their technology. Think about that. We are spending billions of dollars on tools, yet around 56% of leaders have low confidence in their optimization efforts. Why is this happening? What is the reason? So, we have been optimizing for tasks, but we have forgotten how to optimize for people. We are entering an era where efficiency without empathy is creating a change fatigue that is stalling innovation. Today, I want to talk about how a major player in this space called Insights is trying to bridge that gap with their new Discovery API, and we'll do a cool demo as well. Now, before we look at the tech, we have to understand the psychology. Most of you probably know Insights. They have been around for over 30 years, rooted in Carl Jung's psychology. Their model has impacted over 10 million people from the NHS to the global tech giants. But the question is, human beings are so complex. How do you quantify that, or how do you visualize that? How do you put that in data? So they use something called a four-color model that makes human complexity, simple and memorable. Let's just put it that way. So the four colors are fiery red, which is bold, decisive, and you are, let's say, results-driven. If you have a color of sunshine yellow, you are enthusiastic, persuasive, and collaborative. If you have a color of earth green, you are caring, you're patient, you are focused on harmony. If you have a cool blue color, you are analytical, you are precise, you are objective. But here's the thing: nobody is just one color. We are all a unique blend. The problem has always been that this deep level of self-awareness usually stays trapped inside a workshop or a PDF that is sitting in a desk drawer. You learn it on a Tuesday, and by Friday, you have forgotten how to communicate with your cool blue manager because the fiery red pressure of a deadline took over. Now, let's talk about AI. There is a real risk right now that we are sort of stripping away the connectivity tissue of work. People are not connecting anymore. Let me ask you a question. Are you comfortable with working alongside AI agents? Most of you might be. Workday Research recently found that around 75% of employees are comfortable with AI agents as coworkers, but only around 27% feel at ease by being managed by one of them. Why is that? AI is pretty cool at drafting an email, vibe coding, helping me debug, but it is terrible at sensing the vibe of the room. Okay, it misses the casual chats, the knowing glances, and the spontaneous, like, what if we do this moment that actually spark creativity. I love working remotely, but I do see the benefit of, when I'm brainstorming ideas in person with my colleagues. So if we don't intentionally protect these human elements, we end up with something called hollow productivity. What does that mean? You get the task done faster, no doubt about that, but you lose the trust. And as tech leaders are seeing more younger talent, let's say Gen Z in particular, so the Gen Z people are leaving companies within the very first years because they feel like a cog in a generic one-size-fits-all digital machine. So that's the trend that the industry has been seeing lately. Okay, why am I excited about the Insights Discovery API? First of all, Insights is not just a new company, as I mentioned already. They've been around for 30 plus years. They know what they're doing. And this is their biggest investment to date. Honestly, it is quite impressive how we think about, human-centric software. Because let's take an example of performance reviews, or like your personality intelligence being a once-a-year event, right? So once a year, you do this performance review, you learn about your personality, you do some survey, and then that's it, you're done. That's not cool. The real power comes when this API allows the developers of your organization to embed this behavior data of individual employees directly into the tools that you use every day. So I'm talking about HR platforms, your Slack channel, your coaching applications, even your internal communication tools, your emails, whatever you might want to call it. So this company has moved from automation, which is just replacing human tasks, to augmentation, which is basically enhancing the human connection. I'm speaking too much. Let me show you a cool demo. So this is the website. You can find the links in the description below. You can check out some case studies of how different teams use them. So like Indeed, NHS, the Expedia Group, and you can basically learn more about the API. I won't go through all of this because we have spoken about it already. And the possibilities are endless, but like some of the ways by which you can use the API is better team communication, workflows, analytics, so your organization data can be more human. I'll show you a cool demo in just a minute. Personality development, weekly check-ins with your teammates, check-ins with your manager, enhancing performance and things like that. You can download some resources and you can just get in touch with them if you want to get started with building. So I built this project called Energy Sync that helps you communicate with empathy. I built it for the Cast AI hackathon, which was quite fun. The idea is simple. When you're emailing someone, everyone has a different style of how they want to receive an email. Some people want to receive an email like in a more warm way. Some people are like, no, just send me direct information. Some people are like, I would appreciate if you're like more informal, a bit funny, right? So everyone has a different way of receiving an email. And you can't send the same email to everyone, because then if you send a very direct email to someone who is not that capable of handling direct communication, like, hey, what is happening? Do it. Thank you. So some people might not like that. They would be like, oh, no, Kunal, you are being rude, or you are being rude someone else, right? So this platform basically analyzes that energy of the person and it drafts your email based on their energy. How does it do it? I mentioned it already, the four colors that human beings have. And the Insights Discovery platform basically is based on the psychology of Carl Jung, and as I mentioned already, which basically identifies 72 unique personality types based on the combination of these four color energies. If someone is more fiery red, I can just be direct to them when I'm emailing them. If someone is more sunshine yellow, I have to be enthusiastic. So I have to be engaging. I have to allow for informality. So not formal emails, right? Similarly for green and blue, as you can see over here, blue is like more analytics, so provide more data and stuff. But because this is based on the human beings, you have to tell the model a little bit about yourself. You have to tell the Insights platform a little bit about yourself. So you have to take a survey. So how do we do that? First of all, they have a cool API documentation that you can check out. And the idea is simple. Whenever you enter a new URL that is not there, if I enter something here, or if you're using Insights in your own internal platform, you can send a link to the survey to that person. I'll show you in just a minute. So this is the GET request you have to make. Just add the email address here. And it's going to be like, hey, this person is not in the database. So for example, rahul@google.com. Rahul is not in my database. Rahul has not taken the survey yet. So I don't know Rahul's energy, right? So let me show you how that happens. So this is the request, send. It's going to give you this URL. I'm going to copy this URL, paste it. My language. Now this is what the person will see. They have to do this survey and then they will get the color. So you know yourself through color. So they will know if they are more blue energy, more green energy, however that works. Kunal. Kunal. Next. Next. So it says for each question, read the statement carefully. And it's just a MCQ based survey. So you have to send it to your employees once and then you will have their energy. So please select the most like me, least like me, and two different values in between. I encourage others to embrace something new. Yeah, I do. I instinctively know when I hit a great idea. Sometimes I stay on track using what I know will work. Yeah, I reflect on how. So it won't allow me to add two different values. So it forces you to do different values. So I can't select two fours at once. So I'll do this one, I'll do this one. So there are like just 30 questions like this. Okay. Oh, you have to select one most and one least. So extreme ends. Most likely this, least likely this. Okay. So total 30 questions. Once you do that, you have your color chart. Let me show you what that looks like. So I want to email Tyler, let's say. Tyler has taken the survey. So I have Tyler's information in my organization platform. This is the platform that I have made. So Tyler's energy is mainly earth green, 100% earth green, 73% blue. So values, accuracy, logic, earth green, prioritizes harmony, relationships, and democratic values. Sunshine yellow, 1%. So not like creative or enthusiastic when we talk about communication. Fiery red, action oriented, goal oriented, maybe 23%. So mainly earth green. So earth green energy prioritizes harmony, relationships, and democratic values. Now the platform will also tell you how to communicate with them. Be warm and considerate. Allow time. Acknowledge people's feelings. So their working style, it's mentioned. So all this information I'm getting from that one survey that Tyler did. That's how deep the Insights API is. It's actually pretty cool. Now imagine implementing this across all your, like your Slack tool and something, and it gives you a personal private message like, hey, the message you sent to this person was not nice. Reword it based on their energy. But the possibilities are endless. I'm gonna write a, I'm not rude in general. I'm just gonna pretend to be rude, okay? So it tells me an answer. So I'm gonna write an email. What happened to the leads? Hi Tyler, what happened to the London DevOps meetup leads? They are not uploaded in portal and not assigned to sales. Please advise. I'll be a little bit more rude. Why was this delayed? Regards, Kunal. Obviously, that's quite rude. I understand. But analyze energy. So it's gonna tell me like, okay, this is like red energy or something probably. So here you can see my energy audit results. It gives you a comparison of how much of a match you are. So I am more red, as I was hoping for, and Tyler is more like green. So it gives you this graph as well. It also highlights which line of my message was not cool. So what happened can sound very accusatory and assign blame. So create stress for a high green energy person. Don't do that. Asking why about a delay can perceive as demanding and impatient. So it's very direct. So it's more suitable for someone like red energy. What works well is short and to the point, which is good. What to improve? So replace direct, abrupt questions with softer, more explanatory. Talking is hard. Explanatory language. Okay. But what the platform also does is, this is also being done by like the data I get from Insights. It's generating alternative versions of the emails for me, and I can directly send it on Gmail using this button. So if I want to be more collaborative and explanatory, I can just use this, and it's going to send the email to Tyler. So add the email, subject, and the body is also now populated, and I can just send it. Pretty cool. This was one of the ideas, but the possibilities are endless. So I would say go check out the API, get in touch with the team. Check out the links in the description below. Build something cool and let me know what you build. And also check out, if you're a big company, how the giants are doing it, like NHS and other companies. Now, what I find the most interesting about what the Insights team has done is that here it's not just about code, it's the context. So think of onboarding. Imagine, let's say, a new hire who has just entered your company, and the system immediately helps them understand how their new team likes to receive feedback. Okay, so it basically bypasses months of awkward trial and error in terms of communication. Or think about leadership, for example. So we are living in a remote world or hybrid world. Managers are struggling. The API can provide contextual prompts. So a manager is getting, let's say, a notification before a one-on-one with one of their employees that says that, hey, you're now talking to someone with a high earth green energy today. So start with a personal check-in before you dive into the data. So you can implement this API into your internal platforms like that. So it's not just like, I'm going to do one performance review at the end of the year. That's not how it works. Even at my current company, we do like weekly check-ins. I do weekly check-ins with my manager every single week. So, it's about designing for emotional intelligence and not just efficiency. If you implement this in your internal platforms or you check out how other companies have done it, it's basically turning that personality data into a must-have element of the daily workflow. Say in meetings, in feedback loops, and also salespeople can use it. So in sales funnel optimizations. Yeah. By the way, I did a podcast with Martin Jackson from Insights. We spoke a lot about the current state of the workplace, how AI is making its wave into, the human side of businesses. And it was a very fun conversation. We spoke for like over an hour. I'll leave the links in the description below. Go check it out. So what is the takeaway if you're a tech leader or an HR director in your organization? I would say the signal to watch for is this. If your productivity metrics are going up, but your employee engagement scores are going down, then your tech is misaligned. Because this speed without connection erodes the culture. And the paradox of the AI era is that the more we delegate to machines, the more important human understanding becomes. Because future teams are not just going to be the ones that adopt AI the fastest. They're also going to be the ones that use it to stay human. Which is why it's quite cool what companies like Insights are doing. By opening up their model via this API, they're basically giving us a way to ensure that as the work is becoming more digital, it is also becoming more personal. Because at the end of the day, businesses don't do business. People do. So if you're a developer or a business leader looking to make your platforms feel a little bit more human, I would highly recommend checking out the Insights Discovery API. It's a fascinating look at where the future of behavioral intelligence is headed. You can find the links in the description below. If you have any questions, let me know in the comment section below. And like, share, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.